The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So just do it. Sounds okay to everyone? Okay. So I'll just continue to kind of share a few words about the awareness, which we talked a little bit in the instruction period. And so this exploration of awareness with several different dimensions is a key part of our insight meditation practice. As I was pointing out in the instruction period, usually when we begin our kind of meditation, our insight meditation practice, we often talk about establishing awareness or mindfulness. I guess other people use different words, and I like awareness a little more in this tradition. It points at really careful attention, careful, direct, careful attention. And the common instruction is to become aware of our body and our breath, our emotions, our feelings, our mental states, our, you know, the fact our mental activities, like thinking, planning. And so, and there, the awareness is already there. Because we won't know what is happening if we didn't have awareness of the body tingling and breath is happening. And so and that's one aspect. And we can be doing that for a long time. And to allow ourselves to kind of becoming more and more familiar with what it's like to be present with our experience and to know that is happening. And as we become more and more continuous, staying with the present experience, and it may happen that your field of a practice has this aspect of awareness popping up in your field. And it might just kind of, you might just, it's kind of like a tiny little bit of a mental shift almost, as if, oh, I'm aware of breathing, a long breath. But there's knowing of it, there is that nose. The long breath is happening, or the short breath is happening. Or there's anger inside of me, and there's a knowing of it, and I'm aware that is happening. And so that aspect of a knowing might become more obvious. It doesn't have to be, but it can happen. And that's another aspect of this awareness practice. When that pops up, it can happen that we notice, wow, this experience that is happening and the awareness of it are two distinct things, even though they're dependent on each other. You know, there's an experience and knowing of it. And they come kind of together, and yet they are not the same thing. And so I remember a while ago in Hidden Villa doing a meditation retreat. I was doing a walking meditation. I was very attentive at that time, kind of just really paying attention to my leg lifting and moving forward, and putting down, shifting the weight. And so I was really continuous with all this kind of details of the movements and what is happening right there. But at some point, and all of a sudden, I just kind of noticed every single activity that was happening and there was a knowing of it. So there was lifting the leg and knowing of it, shifting forward, knowing of it, putting down, knowing of it. And so that became very clear as the mindfulness became more continuous. And so that kind of opened up on the field of experience and noticing, oh, there is this dependent mind and body activity that is happening. And the effect of it was noticing, oh, it wasn't some person doing this. It was a simply dependent set of mental and physical activities that are happening. It wasn't me walking. It was body and mind doing its activity, an ever-changing set of activity that is happening. And so for me, it was a beginning process of disidentifying with experiences. I don't know if the word is right, disidentifying, but kind of unidentifying the activities in some way that is never happened before until when that becomes clear. And so I don't know this is going to be the same for everybody, but it's an aspect for you to explore. And as you become more and more aware of this experience of activities happening and the knowing of it, and then sometimes the mind can get very excited and curious. You know, what is that? You know, what is this that it knows? What is this that knows about it, my experience? What is this? And mind can get stimulated, agitated sometimes. But the practice is to continue to simply settle and notice what is happening. And notice, oh, there's a little agitation. Or notice wanting to know is happening. Or wanting to explain or understand is happening. And there's a knowing of that. And as we kind of become more and more clear about that, it can also happen that we may not have to figure it all out. We may kind of loosen the grip or trying to figure it out at some moment. And that can allow us to settle even deeper into a sense of wide open awareness. And it's noticing the experiences shifting, arising and coming, and flowing through us. And we can have a sense of ease without necessarily have to grip onto any experiences at all. And then that can happen as well. And so there are all these different shifts that can happen as we practice. It's not to say anything is better than the other, but what I'm pointing at is that there's different angles, different aspects of practicing with awareness. And the Tibetan Shampa tradition sometimes describes that this nature of awareness like this. So close you can't see it. So deep you can't fathom it. So simple you can't believe it. And so good, you can't accept it. But when you do accept it, when you do accept this as is, there may be a taste of a freedom right there. And so hopefully, you know, this exploration is useful. And if not, just continue with what you're doing, and no need to complicate it. And it's all good. It's all good.